VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel said it struck Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters in the Lebanese capital Beirut on Sunday as its military intensified offensives against the Iran-backed group in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza. It comes a day after Israel's prime minister said Hezbollah targeted his holiday home in what he called an assassination attempt amid fading hopes of a truce following the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
The Israeli military released video of what it said was an attack on Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters in Beirut on Sunday. It comes as Hezbollah also continued to fire rockets into northern Israel through the weekend. On Saturday, an Israeli spokesman said a drone was launched at Netanyahu's holiday home. The prime minister was not there at the time, and it was not immediately clear if the home was hit. Netanyahu called it a grave mistake as Israel prepares to retaliate for an Iranian missile barrage earlier this month.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assesses Israel's plans to attack Iran and note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's blistering ballistic missile attack on October 1st. Three U.S. officials told the Associated Press an investigation is ongoing and it is still unknown if the documents were leaked or hacked. A fourth U.S. official said the documents appear to be legitimate. The documents first appeared online Friday on the messaging app Telegram. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. This is VOA News. Serbia's president has said after his telephone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin that his country will continue to refuse to impose sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine despite Western pressure. Populist Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said on Instagram on Sunday that he believes the call, which he said was his first in more than 2 years with the Russian president, will help, quote, further development of relations and trust between Russia and Serbia. He did not say whether he would accept an earlier invitation by Putin to attend a BRICS summit of emerging economies led by Russia and China later this week. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation, has inaugurated its eighth president, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Prabowo Subianto, the former defense minister, was cheered through the streets by thousands of waving supporters after taking his oath on the Quran in front of lawmakers and foreign dignitaries. Cheering him along was supporter Ibnu Haju, who said, "I'm very proud because this new president was elected democratically without any conflict, and I hope that this new president can continue the programs that have been carried out by the previous president." During the election campaign, Subianto ran as the popular outgoing president's heir. He vowed to continue signature policies like the construction of a multi-billion-dollar new capital city and limits on exporting raw materials intended to boost domestic industry. Although Indonesia has experienced a booming economy, Subianto will have to contend with global economic distress and regional tensions in Asia, where territorial conflicts and the U.S.-China rivalry loom large. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rwanda's health minister said Sunday that an outbreak of the Marburg virus is not spreading in the country, citing the absence of new infections or deaths in the past 6 days.
We've been following everyone with symptoms suggestive to Marburg virus to call us and tell us. And all we tested in the last 4 weeks, no one tested positive for Marburg, which is a great news that we don't have community transmission.
Dr. Sabine Zanzamana spoke alongside the World Health Organization's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who praised Rwanda's efforts to stem the outbreak of the Ebola-like disease.
And I can see that the outbreak is being managed under strong leadership.
Rwanda declared the outbreak on September 27th and has so far reported 15 deaths. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.